Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 190. A prayer God has promised to answer with a yes. Would you like to pray a prayer that you know for sure will be answered? That is, of course, if you don't resist and reject the answer God has promised to give you. Here's the one He has promised to answer with a yes. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Note what's involved. 1. You must realize that you lack wisdom that immediately eliminates some people. They are satisfied with what they think they have. 2. Praying for wisdom is the right thing to do. 3. In response, God gives every human that gift, with no stipulation other than to ask in faith. In other words, you don't bring any merit with your prayer. Unworthy people are invited. 4. Don't be afraid that God will reproach you, crush you with humiliation and fault-finding. He wants to build you up, not tear you down. Psalm 25 is a perfectly worded prayer for wisdom. James may have had it in mind. No less than 7 times David prays about and asks for it, "Teach me your paths. Teach me." You teach sinners, that's good news, isn't it? The meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. If someone reverences the Lord, he shall teach him in the way that he shall choose. He teaches you the secret of the Lord. Jesus agrees. If you ask the dear Lord to give you a piece of bread, he does not put a stone on your plate. He doesn't tease you or ridicule you. But you can be sure that Satan will tempt you to think that God has double-crossed you. Then why do so many people who ask God to teach them and ask Him for bread, end up in disagreement as to what God's wisdom is? Often they oppose each other. It's a call to humility, to pray again, to restudy God's Word. Psalm 25 leads to Psalm 40, where you wait patiently for the Lord until He sets your feet upon a rock, and establishes your steps. Hang on, by faith.